So for those of you who are here at the retreat this year for the first time, I have a very small but very significant offering which I present during these Govardhan retreats. I have been requested to do a dramatic reading in the evenings. Now, a dramatic reading, of course, means not so much no philosophy, but actually to share with you an experience of something of Krishna's pastimes. This year I have been working very hard, and I don't have an exact dramatic reading because there's quite a bit of summary that will go on in my presentation. But let me share with you what I would like to present. So this year, what I would like to share is the pastime of Uddhava when he visits Vrindavan. Now, that sounds very simple, but there's a great deal of significance to Uddhava's visit to Vrindavan, because his visit to Vrindavan was the result of the fact that Krishna had already left Vrindavan. So this lila, this presentation, describes an incredibly difficult time and an impossible situation. And I want to share with you how Krishna's dearest devotees deal with this difficulty. Now, if this was a human story, it would be very powerful. But because it is a transcendental pastime of Krishna's, it is unlimitedly powerful. I have a quote here from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says that the astonishing variety of experience that we find in this world should lead us to understand the existence and nature of the absolute transcendental reality beyond our material perception, which is composed of sublime spiritual rasa or magnificent variegatedness of ecstasy, all in relationship to the Lord. Then he goes on to say, this world, however, gives a very poor resemblance of spiritual rasa because it is composed differently. Here in this world, everyone is trying to be an enjoyer. But the nature of the soul is to be enjoyed. Therefore, although there are inevitable similarities between the original spiritual experience and its material reflection, one of them is vile. For those who are not familiar with the word vile, it means horrible or revolting. One of them is horrible, and the other one is sublime. So if what I was going to share with you in the evenings was actually a human story from the material reflected world, we would be about to hear about unresolvable family conflicts, hard-hearted political decisions, false promises made to simple village people, and the misfortunes of exploited and unprotected women. Sounds like a Hindi movie. But of course, we are not going to hear like that. Instead, what we want to hear about is the sublime transcendental flavors of love. And to bring this love to its highest point, its zenith, there has to be conflict. There has to be separation. But first we'll hear about what Krishna does in Vrindavan, how happy he is in Vrindavan, and the love of the residents of Vrindavan, before we hear of Krishna's departure for Mathura. And then we will hear why it is that Uddhava is sent with a message from Krishna. And ultimately, what Krishna wanted Uddhava to learn. So I will try to share with you these transcendentally extraordinary subject matters, but I feel myself totally incapable of sharing with you anything of this by my own efforts. But just as we were saying outside on the roof of the building next door, if you and I all pray to Giriraj, then maybe he will give us some special mercy. And then maybe something very wonderful could happen. And maybe we would be gifted with some insight into this wonderful transcendental experience. So please come for the next 5 evenings and hear this wonderfully sad story. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.